Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life, and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to know God Himself. For the Lord Jesus Christ is God. Talk about good news. Talk about a big message for such a little radio program. Joshua and Andrew, it's good to have you guys listening. Nikki, Andy, and Matthew, you're not little anymore. Joshua, Joanna, Susanna, and Nathan, nice to have you listening. As it is with Charity, Hope, Faith, and sweet little Christopher. Oh, Mama and Papa, what a nice little guy God has given you. With three doting older sisters, take good care of him. Jonathan, Garrett, and Hannah, it is so good to have you listening. Allie and Zach, greetings to you. Howdy to Hannah, Zachary, and Cameron. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. So David, with a slingshot and the help of God, brings down an enemy giant. God continues to bless David, and King Saul becomes jealous and tries to kill David. But King Saul's son, Jonathan, is David's friend. What happens? Keep listening to We Kids.
Our God is a mighty God.
Oh, yes.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Amen.
God is great.
The Lord reigns.
Hallelujah.
Sing praise to God.
Praise His name.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
Sing it.
Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise.
I will praise Him as long as I live.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all
the heavens.
From the lips of children and infants, You have ordained praise. When I consider Your heavens,
the work of Your fingers,
the moon and stars which You have set in place.
What is man that You are mindful of him?
The son of man that You care for him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord, for He is good, He is great, He is holy, God is perfect, He is powerful. You can praise Him for all kinds of things He is. That's a little different from thanking him. But you can praise him, or you can thank him any old time. And thank you, Karen and kids. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord whenever I...
Mr. Nick!
Oh, hi, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, what if I don't feel like praising God?
Uh-oh. Bad day, huh?
Well, more like a bad night.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Were you sick?
More like scared.
Scared? What made you afraid, Nicky?
Well, it was this thing I watched on TV.
Oh, no, the trash tube again.
Well, not everything on TV is bad, Mr. Nick.
But much of it is, and last night didn't do you any good.
No, it was spooky.
Don't tell me anymore. Would you like to hear what God's Word says?
Will it make me afraid?
No, Nicky. But Romans 8:6 does have a warning in it.
Well, okay.
Romans 8:6 says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace."
Ooh, that's good.
And it's the truth. So we must be careful what we think about.
And we should think about the things of the Spirit?
Oh, yes, the things of God, the things of His Spirit and His Word, and, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the living Word of God.
Okay, I'll try.
And I'll try to help you think on things above. In fact, listen to Bible time in just a few minutes here, Nicky.
What's it about?
David, who was chased by King Saul.
Is it scary?
No. And at the end, listen for Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4.
Thanks, Mr. Nick.
You're welcome, Nicky. And thanks for stopping by.
So long.
See you around. Boy, this is we kids.
Don't be afraid of anything, anything, anything. Don't be afraid of anything, 'cause Jesus lives in your heart. Don't be afraid of anything, anything, anything. Don't be afraid of anything, 'cause Jesus lives in your heart. Jesus is the light of the world, so don't be afraid of the dark.
Listen,
God has your angels there to protect you, and they will keep you from harm.
Get your kazoos! Let's march!
When your friends laugh and make fun, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Just forgive and forget what they say. Through Christ you can do all things.
All things.
Don't be afraid of anything, anything, anything.
No!
Don't be afraid of anything, 'cause Jesus lives in your heart.
I know it's easy to be afraid sometimes, youngster, and yet you don't have to be, because if you're a child of the King, God is watching over you. He has promised to always be with you, to never leave you, to never forsake you, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13. And now we move on to Bible time about David and Jonathan. David was the one who killed the giant Goliath, and he had good reason to be happy. But then things took a turn. As time passed and as David became more popular, King Saul became jealous and afraid of David. Saul tried to kill David, but Saul's son Jonathan was a good and true friend to David. He arranged to signal David if the king was still angry. Now, this is not exactly the Bible, but it's based on the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 20. Jonathan asked his father, "Why should David be killed? What wrong has he done?" And then King Saul threw his spear at Jonathan, trying to kill him. So Jonathan knew that his father really wanted to kill David. Jonathan was very angry and left the table. That second day of the month, he refused to eat. He was upset about what his father wanted to do to David, his good friend. The next morning, Jonathan went out to the field. He went to meet David, as they had agreed. He had a young boy with him. Jonathan said to the boy, "Run and find the arrows I shoot." When he ran, Jonathan shot an arrow beyond him. The boy ran to the place where Jonathan's arrow fell, but Jonathan called, "The arrow is beyond you." And then he shouted, "Hurry, go quickly. Don't stay." The boy picked up the arrow and brought it back to his master. But the lad was not aware of anything. Only Jonathan and David knew about the matter. And then Jonathan gave his weapons to the boy. He told him, "Go, bring them back to the city." When the boy left, David came out from the south side of the rock. He bowed face down to the ground before Jonathan. He did this 3 times. And then David and Jonathan kissed each other and cried together. But David cried the most. Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace. We have promised by the Lord that we will be friends. We said, 'The Lord will be between you and me, and between my descendants and your descendants forever.'" And then David left, and Jonathan went back to the city. Youngster, here are a couple of good verses to remember. And Nikki, are you listening?
From Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. "When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust." "When I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise. You, Lord, I really do.
There is no other way but to trust in God. He cares for His children, youngster. Thank you, Christine, for singing for us. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. Remember those good verses. "When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust." Youngster, you're listening to We Kids, and now... time for our wonderful We Kids March, and time to pick some March leaders. There are a couple of you who have written to me who are in wheelchairs. Joshua, you're one of them. I want you to be March leader today. And yes, you can do this from your wheelchair. Mama or Papa, will you help out with this thing and get him going? And then Andrew, your brother, you are behind Joshua. I prayed for you today, Joshua. And the second kiddo, who is smiling big, also has the name Andrew. Yes, I love you, sweet kid. You're growing to be a pretty good-sized young man. Andrew in the wheelchair here. I want you to be march leader. Can you do this? Of course. Other kiddos who are going to be march leaders, Samuel, otherwise known as Sam, I'm putting you ahead of sisters Lydia and Esther and brother Joe, otherwise known officially as Joseph. Sam, you're the march leader. And over here, Kristen, you may be old, I mean old enough to go to college, but you can still lead in our wonderful Wee Kids March. And so, Kristen, I want you to be ahead of Danielle, Nathan, Micah, Joel, Deshaun, all of you kids behind big sister Kristen, please. Jason, I'm making you march leader over here ahead of Rebecca. One more, JP, Maggie, and Winnie. Tough pick, but it's going to be Winnie who is the march leader today. Mama, Papa, please help me out with this. I'd love to go through all these names, but you know how the time thing goes. So if I've not picked a march leader there, will you please help me? Thank you very much. By picking one, yes. And these are the rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, big marchers. Papa, are you listening? Please watch out for little marchers. And number four, watch out for the T-bone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. No running, Josiah. Put those feet in time to music, please. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Joanna, knees up high. Joanna, you're doing just fine, dear. Hello, Susanna. Hello, Nathan. Josiah, much better, young man. Here comes Allie and Zach. Yeah, you're not too old to do this. Jason, you're an excellent march leader. Keep marching, young man. Third time around already? Wonderful. Hello, Brennan. Hello, Ryan. Josh and Sarah and Katie are in on this thing, too. Left. Your left. Your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. I'm having trouble in this thing myself. Just march. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Zachary. Hello, little Cameron. You're doing great. Here comes Mama helping out with Christopher, the sweet little kid of the family. And doting sisters Charity, Hope, and Faith are in this thing, too. Eric, Melinda, you're not too old to march in this thing. Look at Kevin. Look at Allison. Yeah, they're enthusiastic during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Except right now, knees quite, not quite so high. Gently now. And then when the music gets big, you march big in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Hello, Nikki. Hello, Andy. Hello, Matthew. So tall after such a short time. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Rebecca and Elizabeth, keep marching all the way to the end now. Whoa, talk about some excellent marching. And you may be seated.
There once lived a good man named Dan.
A good man?
The best man that lived in the land.
A great man!
So honest and just that King Darius made Daniel his next in command.
Wow.
But there were some very mean men.
Boo.
Who did not like Dan, the king's friend. So jealous were they that they planned out a way to throw Dan in the lion's den.
Oh, no!
The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. They've not eaten dinner, we think that they might. The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. The king was as sad as could be, but could not reverse the decree.
Uh-oh.
He prayed the night through and skipped dinner too, then ran the next morning to see.
Hurry!
The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. They've not eaten dinner, we think that they might. The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. The king cried, "Old Daniel, my friend,
hey,
I'm wondering, how have you been?
Oh,
and how is the weather? Are you still together? Did God keep you safe in the den?"
Yes.
And then the most wonderful thing that's ever been heard by the king, down deep in the den stood old Dan with a grin, and this is the song he did sing.
Yeah, yeah.
The lions weren't hungry last night, oh king, the lions weren't hungry last night. My guardian angel has shut their mouths tight. The lions weren't hungry last night, oh king, the lions weren't hungry last night. This story has something to tell,
oh,
a lesson to learn from Danielle.
Danielle?
When others mistreat you like lions that eat you, it doesn't help much if you yell.
That's right.
And so when your back's to the wall, be good and love God through it all.
He will.
And then in the end you can sing with a grin, 'cause God's always near when you call. The lions weren't hungry last night. You'll sing, the lions weren't hungry last night. My guardian angel has shut their mouths tight. The lions weren't hungry last night. You'll sing, the lions weren't hungry last night. Like kittens they purred through the night. You'll sing, like kittens they purred through the night. My guardian angel has shut their mouths tight. The lions weren't hungry last night. You'll sing, the lions weren't hungry last night.
Daniel, stuck in that lion's, thrown in that lion's den, had good reason to be afraid, as did David, remember from Bible time, who was being chased by King Saul, who was jealous. And then there was Nikki, who stopped by a few moments back to tell me about how he was afraid. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4, a couple of good verses to remember. The Bible says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust." Good verses to remember, good verses to live.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. My exalted, my exalted, my exalted, oh Lord, my exalted, my exalted, my exalted, oh Lord, my exalted, my exalted, my exalted, oh Lord.
Praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Youngster, God is wonderful, and we've been praising him for the last half hour, have we, kids? The time goes by so quickly here. Are you ever afraid? Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4, a couple of good verses to remember. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, the Bible says. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4, good verses to remember, good verses to live. Whether you're afraid or not, keep your mind set on the things above, the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to help you do that, at least for the past half hour here, it's been We Kids. And what is this? I have seen some strange-looking contraptions, but is this thing going to fly or waddle or cruise or jump or bump or, well, whatever. I guess I might as well give it a try. Let me see if I can get into this thing here. Before I close the hatch, youngster, remember, God loves you and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.